Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is October the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Zechariah, chapters 4 to 6. It's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. We read in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 like this. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. As governor of Judah, Zerubbabel was ultimately responsible for rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem, which had begun in earnest 10 years ago. But this work was currently stalled. It appeared that all his efforts had failed. However, God wanted Zerubbabel to understand that he himself was his strength and would supply everything that was needed to accomplish the task to which he had called him. Though physical effort and objects were involved in the work, this work was actually spiritual and could be accomplished only through the power of the Holy Spirit. The great mountain mentioned was a figurative reference to the great obstacles the people faced in rebuilding the temple. Even today, God's people are told not to depend on military power or foreign alliances to accomplish their calling. Ultimately, brute force is not the way that God accomplishes His work. God's Spirit is the empowering agent of His activity. Human energy, creativity, planning and thinking have value, but they count little without spiritual strength. God's grace can move the biggest mountains or obstacles that we face and reduce them to easily traveled plains. Zerubbabel saw examples of this in his own day when God graciously removed a number of obstructionists who stood in the way of the temple completion. Nations and churches truly prosper, not as a result of their erudition or financial resources, but only because God's power is operative. Let's understand that our weakness is no hindrance to God, nor is our strength an aid to God. God ultimately works out His purposes in our lives by the power of His Spirit. Today, let us join with Apostle Paul as he says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.